What's up, guys? Trevor here with the E-commerce Paradise Podcast, and today I'm coming to you from Bali, where I've been living here for the last few years, and just wanted to give everybody an update on what's going on with me and what you can expect moving forward. So ever since the pandemic, I've been staying in Bali. Bali is such a cool island, and now it's completely open to the public again. No requirements for vaccines. You can get visa on arrival and stay for 30 days at a time, renew for up to 60 days. Or you can get longer term visas too, but it's really easy to come back to the island now again, and everything is open, all the businesses are open. It's an amazing experience, and they're really improving the island a lot now as well. Kuta and Canggu, Seminyak, everything is growing a lot. So it's a really, really exciting time to come to Bali, and the expat and nomad community out here is bigger than ever before, so I really invite all of you to check it out and to plan a trip. The best time to come to Bali is usually either the spring or the fall, but the summer is amazing as well because summertime is the dry season in Bali. And dry season basically just means it's cool, it's sunny, it doesn't rain that much. the weather is, you know, great for surfing as well, and the waves are really nice. It's in the southern hemisphere, so kind of keep that in mind. It's the opposite of the northern hemisphere. In Southeast Asia, in the northern hemisphere, the wet season tends to be in the summertime and the dry season tends to be in the wintertime. That's for places like Thailand or Vietnam. But for Bali and Indonesia in general, it's all in the southern hemisphere. So we get a lot of the same kind of weather patterns as northern Australia does. And so in the summertime, it's cool. The water's cool. The air is cool. But it's also dry and it's just amazing. It's a great time to be out here. So summertime is one of the best times to come out here. Although this last wet season was insanely dry. It was so nice. And which makes me wonder what's going on. But I heard there's something like El Nino going on right now where there's like a big weather pattern that basically makes it more dry than usual. So that makes sense. And anyway, so I highly recommend it. If you guys do come to Bali, please get in contact with me. I'd love to meet up with you. I stay in kind of the Denpasar Kuta area, which is very central to pretty much everywhere in Bali, so I can come meet you. We can meet at a cafe and hang out, or I can make some sort of an event, and everybody can meet together, and we could just talk e-commerce and dropshipping, and get to meet each other and hang out and make friends. So definitely stay tuned for stuff like that, and get on the email list. The email list is where I'm going to be sending out notifications and updates about things like this. In order to get on the email list, all you have to do is go to ecommerceparadise.com/niches and get my free niches list, where I can give you a brand new, completely updated list of the top 99 niches for high-ticket dropshipping, as well as some of the worst niches for high-ticket dropshipping. You also get a free mini course with that if you're a beginner. And if you're interested, you can, of course, sign up for my full high-ticket dropshipping masterclass. Beyond that, I've just been working a lot on e-commerce stores lately. I took a break for a couple of years from doing the podcast and the YouTube channel, mainly because I wanted to really focus on the e-commerce businesses. I kind of regret that, unfortunately. It just wasn't really the best decision. I think I really should have kept going with it. But we all make mistakes in life, and we learn from them, and I'm learning from them. So I'm really happy to keep moving forward. I think the biggest things that happened for me was during the pandemic, there was just a huge boom in e-commerce in general, and so many people were making a lot of money and selling a lot of products because everybody was staying home, everybody was shopping online and buying all sorts of stuff. There also came with that a lot of inventory problems, supply chain problems, and things like that. A lot of things were out of stock. But regardless of that, sales just went insane through the roof. And and then there was a huge crash in 2022, kind of, and now it's just sort of teetering on the edge of a recession still. There's a lot of kind of signs that a recession hasn't really happened yet, and it's still to come. And then there's some people saying that a recession has already started. It's just not as bad as it could possibly be because the Fed keeps printing money basically to keep the economy alive. So if you want kind of a heads up on what the economy is doing, you kind of pay attention to the stock market and see what's happening there. You kind of get a future view of what is going to happen with the rest of the economy, because the stock market usually precedes the economy by about 6 months. I've been doing a lot of other things and learning new skills as well, like the stock market, stock trading, options trading, crypto, of course, and you know, there's a lot of ups and downs with that, and you can make a little bit of money here and there, which is what I do. It's kind of just a little side hustle. I am considering starting a separate website and platform called Trading Paradise, where I talk about all that stuff, but I'll probably wait till later to do that. I really want to get e-commerce Paradise back on board and helping people a lot with their e-commerce stores again, and that's basically what I'm doing here. This is kind of the start of a new season, let's just say, of the e-commerce Paradise podcast. I hope to have a lot of good guests on this time as well, just like I did before. My goal, of course, is to bring on people that are experts in different fields of e-commerce, and then to, you know, be able to provide you guys with a really good breakdown of the different, you know, avenues of e-commerce and things like that. Experts tend to have a really deep knowledge about a certain subsection of a certain thing, so it's always a great way to get, you know, really good knowledge from somebody. And you know, high ticket drop shipping can be done in different ways, and also there's more e-commerce models than just high ticket drop shipping. There's low ticket drop shipping. There's different ways you can source suppliers. You can do your own private label brands. You can do print on demand. You can do digital products. You can do different types of all different types of physical products. Yeah, you can do different markets, not just the US. You can do all international markets as well. One thing I am still considering, because I'm kind of living out here in Bali long term, is kind of doing something in Bali, but I'm kind of going slow with that because there's a bit more complications when it comes to that stuff. But well, that's kind of what it is. I am living out here now long term. I stay out here for 11 months out of the year to be able to qualify for what's called the federal earned income exclusion, which means that if you are out of the States for 11 months out of the year, you do not have to pay federal income tax up to around $100,000, your first $100,000 in income every year. So, you know, it really saves a lot of money in taxes, which is great to be able to live abroad. There's a couple of ways you need to qualify for that. Means you, one of them is you have to have just like an address, basically, a bona fide address where you stay. You can't just be floating around from hotel to hotel. You got to have a place. So I now own a home in Bali, financed it, of course, and just building it out, making it really nice, and kind of making it like a place where I can always, you know, do work, you know, enjoy time with my friends. And, you know, I'm still 5 minutes from the beach, so it's a great, great place. If you guys ever come to Bali, hit me up, please. My email is trevor@ecommerceparadise.com. You can hit me up on Facebook as well. Just search my name, Trevor James Fenner, Instagram also. You can see that I do a lot of skateboarding, but I also do a lot of cool stuff other than that. I have a lot of cats. I love cats. I've adopted about seven or eight different Bali cats out here that were rescues. Because there's just tons of cats on the street out here that don't have a home, and it's really sad. So, and I love cats. So, if you guys want to come over and see all my cats, you're more than welcome to do so. Just hit me up, and yeah, you can come on over if you visit Bali. So, anyway, e-commerce has changed a little bit. The platforms are changing. Everything generally is about the same. Apps have changed in the last couple of years. The way Google Ads looks has changed. Shopify is constantly updating their platform. There's a lot of new things that are happening. The course was mostly filmed around 2018, 2019, 2020. And so I'm trying to now update it because it's 2023 and quite a bit of the platforms have kind of changed the way they look. And also some of the methods are new. And there's a lot of new technologies that have come out in the meantime as well. One of the biggest and most noteworthy technologies is AI and ChatGPT. If you have not heard of ChatGPT, then you should definitely look it up. It's an amazing artificial intelligence platform where you can literally just ask it anything or tell it to do something and it will write out things for you. It'll write out emails, it'll write out marketing letters, it'll write out sales pages, it'll answer questions you have, it'll make lists, it'll come up with keywords, topics. The use cases are endless, and you really just can get creative with it and explore. I've been able to train my team how to use ChatGPT now to create content for me, and then it's SEO optimized content already. We then add, you know, anchor links, and we use it for backlinks as well, and it's great. It's really saved us a ton of money. Content used to cost us so much. There isn't really a solid platform for AI video creation yet, but we're working on that still, and I'm sure we'll get there in the following months. Technology is just changing and updating constantly, and it's just wild to see. So if you haven't heard of it yet, it's free to use, ChatGPT, or the URL is chat.openai.com. Go check it out, and it is a great way to build content, super easy, super fast, super free, and yeah, it isn't perfect, of course, but it's a great starting place, and it really can help you build rough drafts for stuff, and it can write, you know, scripts for videos and all sorts of cool stuff. So check it out. That's one of the major things. Shopify has improved a lot of things as well. And, you know, so the way I used to do things back in 2020 and 2019, using certain apps and stuff, has kind of changed. I've found other apps that are better and cost less. And, you know, and of course, Shopify themes have changed as well. I used to use an older Shopify, Shoptimized theme, which is like a theme version 4, I think. And now their updated version is version 6. So their Shoptimized theme, the updated version, goes along and works with the new Shopify Online Store 2.0 code development guidelines and platform. So you can use that now, and it works great, and I recommend it. And I also am trying to build out my own custom Shopify theme with a developer right now, kind of using the same things that they do, but building it on Shopify's base theme, the Dawn theme. So hopefully I'll be able to provide an update for you guys in the next month or two on that. And I really want to be able to make that the best theme possible for conversion optimization. So I'm pouring kind of a lot of money and resources into that. And that's going to be a great starting place, I think, for new store owners to have a really well-optimized store. Shoptimize is great. It has a few drawbacks. In my opinion, one of the major ones is that it's just not really built for high ticket. It's built for more like print-on-demand or just like AliExpress dropshipping, things like that. But the good thing about that is that so many different types of people can use the theme, which is, of course, why they did that. The thing is that I only do high-ticket dropshipping. I don't really explore those other, you know, avenues. I could, but I just don't. So, you know, that's why I wanted to make this, I'm going to call it the Paradise theme. I'm going to make it based just for high ticket dropshipping, because that's pretty much what I do and I teach and I, you know, help people with. So anyway, look forward to that. I'm doing a lot of other cool stuff too. And, I'm just really excited to get this going again. I took a couple years off, kind of went through some personal issues, but I really tried in the meantime to solidify my life so that I could get to a place where I can now create content consistently, help people consistently, and just really grow businesses. I'm now taking on clients again for turnkey high-ticket dropshipping store service packages. So, you know, I already have a few clients and we're building new stores and it's going great. And I'm super excited because every single time I do one of these, I'm basically building a new business for somebody that could end up being a very profitable venture. The difference between then and now, what I used to do and what I'm doing now, is that I'm really pouring my heart into the new packages and I'm making sure that everything is done just like it was my own store. And in exchange for that, I'm requesting that every new turnkey client actually subscribes to my revenue share program, where they give me a percentage of sales, a small percentage of their sales every month, in exchange for ongoing services like ad management, SEO, supplier recruiting, product uploading, and store optimization. Things like that take a lot of time and, you know, a lot of hiring, and, you know, people that want to, you know, build a store and have a lot of money to do it but don't have the time and, you know, energy and focus to, you know, try to figure out all the ins and outs of that kind of stuff might have a lot of problems with it. So I'm here for that, and that's what I want to do. So my idea is that it'd be really great if, you know, the clients are all on board with that. And I'm pretty sure they all will be, because it's just the best way forward. My team does this on a daily basis for my own internal stores, and they're doing really good. So I already know that it's going to make the new stores for the clients extremely successful. And the other thing I'm doing is I'm not going to be double dipping on niches with clients. So once I have a client that's chosen a specific niche, I'm not going to have another client with that specific niche. So it's pretty much taken. So, you know, that's why you guys should get in sooner than later, because there's more niches open right now than there will be, say, in 3 to 6 months. Each of these stores, the goal is to kind of grow them for about 2 to 3 years and then sell them for about 3 to 4x yearly net profit, and then split that, you know, that sale price 50-50, or we can kind of negotiate that. But the idea is that it's still going to be a really, really good venture, very profitable, and very little work for the investor. And it's going to work really well, okay? Because I've seen a lot of these people do these turnkey things where they deliver the package and then just nothing happens because the person who bought it doesn't really know what to do. You know, you hold on to it for like 6 months to a year, maybe 2 or 3 years, and it doesn't really gain any traction because you're not growing it. And the thing about an e-commerce business is that if you're not growing it, it's probably going to slump and it's going to go down, okay? So That's what we're here for. I got a great team, right around 10 virtual assistants right now that do everything from, you know, supplier recruiting, uploading, getting backlinks and optimization, new store builds, and I guide them every single day, and I do a lot of work myself. So it's a great company. E-commerce Paradise is definitely growing again, and I'm super excited to bring it to the masses. This is something that I really can only offer to U.S. clients at this time. I can't do this for international clients unless you have a U.S.-based business and all your financials in order to do it, because there's a bit more complications for people that are international that don't have a U.S. residential address. U.S. banks and payment processors really only want to work with people that have a residential address in the U.S. So if you're an investor outside the U.S., it's possible, but there's going to be some more loopholes you got to jump through. You're going to need some money, some more money, or at least, you know, try to get more creative with it. So you want to just dive into those little things that you'll need to figure out later on. So you figure them out ahead of time, and so you can kind of skip through that, you know, trouble later on. Okay. And yeah, so high ticket dropshipping is still working really well. People want to know, like, hey, is this stuff working? It's working great. We are selling lots of different product categories, and you know, people are buying stuff online, and it's profitable. And there's some great categories with high profit margins, and high search volume and low competition still. And I'm finding one after another after another. And every single time I find one, I go and I research it a little bit more. I buy a domain and I begin to set up a separate site for it. My idea is that for each of these ones, I want to be able to set them up with a client, so that a client can own that business and we can have it as a partnership instead of just me owning the business. That's the most ideal thing to me, because then it's really kind of a partnership and not just, you know, me doing it. I could do it myself, but you know, I'd rather work with more people. I think it's more of a fun and engaging process to work with people. So if you guys are interested in that, it's really, really easy to contact me and ask me about things. Trevor@ecommerceparadise.com. You can get the list of free niches, of course, ecommerceparadise.com/niches, and get an idea of what niches you want. And then once you give me that list of niches you're interested in, I'll do a little bit more research and find out which one I would recommend out of those. And then I'll be able to build some sort of a demo store so you can see what it would look like. And then you can decide to make the purchase from there. It's a pretty simple process. And in the meantime, we're building out a bunch of demo stores anyway, so we might even have one ready for you by the time you contact us. But yeah, if you just go to ecommerceparadise.com, there's a lot of good links there, and you can see all the different sales pages and what's included in the package and whatnot and how much things cost. And just know that, you know, things might be a little bit expensive up front, but it's for a reason. It's because we do really good work and we really pour our hearts into these businesses so that they're going to be successful. The money that you spend, you're going to get back, you know, 10 or 100x. So it's going to be a really, really profitable venture. So just contact me and we can talk more about it too. The future of e-commerce looks really bright. Things are evolving. People are, of course, during the pandemic, we all had to adopt to, you know, buying everything practically online. And since the pandemic ended, things are, you know, people go back to stores again and stuff, which is fine. But people are still used to buying everything online, and it's just kind of evolved a lot. And it's growing and it's great. And I'm super excited to continue to be able to do e-commerce and has it as a long-term career. And you just need to kind of adapt to the way things are changing. And it's just one of the things in life you got to get used to, is everything is always going to be changing and you just need to learn how to adapt to it. So with that said, just want to let you guys know that I'm super excited to do this again. I will be putting out a little podcast episode like this hopefully every day. I might miss a few days here and there, but I'll try to be as consistent as possible. At least 2 to 3 episodes a week is what I'm looking to do. And please get on the email list and subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform you find it on. I believe we're on iTunes, we're on Spotify, we're on Apple Music, like Audible and stuff like that. There's a few other ones as well. I'll try to put all the links in an email that I send out to the email list. And definitely get on the email list, because that's just basically where I'll send all the information to everybody. So great to talk to you guys, and I look forward to talking to you again in the next episode. Take care, have a great day, and I'll see you out there.